Hi, this is Fitness Radio and you're back with Priya Dogra. So continuing our discussion about how fat people live and think, because I was a fat person some time ago. So what happens when you have been fat for a very long time? And I'm using the word fat very freely, which might offend a few people, but fat is fat. Calling it overweight, obese does not change it. If you're fat, you're fat. So there comes a stage in your life when you want to stop being fat and you look for solutions. So you start looking around you, you start looking at options around you, and you want to do something about it. So let's call this episode the will to make a change. Because you can continue being fat all your life and, you know, think that I'm okay till the time no doctors telling me to start some medicines, or I just can't move from the bed. What's wrong with me? It's okay, I'm living life to the fullest. But there always comes a stage when you do want to do something about it. And that stage usually comes when you're walking or running behind your children and you start panting. And they look at you and they say, what happened to you? Are you okay? Aap theek ho? Aap baith jao. Aapko bahut saans chadh raha hai. Aap bimar ho. And you know, suddenly it hits you like a ton of bricks that even the kids have started noticing. You know, there comes a stage when you go to the gurdwara or you go to the temple and you fear sitting down on the floor. And you keep wondering that maybe I should look for a seat which is next to the wall, or will there be a bench right at the back where I can sit and give some lame excuse why I'm sitting there, or sit with the elderly who are allowed to sit there. So there will be these stages where, you know, you will suddenly, it will start hitting you inside that something is going wrong now and I need to do something about it. And there will be times where, you know, you will be in the car or in the neighbor's car, and it'll be a small car, and because you're sitting at the back seat, only a small kid or two kids will be able to adjust with you, and the kids will look at you and say ki hame aunty ki godi mein nahi baithna, you know. So these things will start becoming embarrassing and they will start pinching you, and in the night when you finally put your head on the pillow and you will recall these incidents and you will think that I should do something about this now. So when I hit this stage for professional reasons and personal reasons, I started looking for solutions. And like most people do, I started looking for shortcuts. That is the biggest mistake you can do, because there is no shortcut for losing weight. You have to work hard like everything else for it to go. Believe me, there is no shortcut for losing weight, and people who give you these formulas and totkas that do this and it will vanish, they are just making a fool of you. So if you want to do something about it, tell yourself in the morning, I'm going to work hard about it, then only it will go. So I started by, you know, the age old trick, and no offense to any tricks, it might be working for you, so good for you. It didn't work for me. The honey and lemon water thing in the morning, then cinnamon water, then methi water, then dhania water, then these horrible smoothies with greens and karela and everything, you know, which were actually detoxifying the body but not doing anything to the weight. Then I went on a salad diet, and I hate salads. I'm not a green salad person, and especially not raw leaves. It takes me like eternity to finish a salad. But I started the salad thing, you know, I will eat healthy. So it lasted a few days. Then one day I, you know, cheated, or I binge eated. So it was not working. Then I thought of this, you know, crazy ideas that since I live on the fourth floor, let me do 10 rounds of the stairs every day and I will lose the weight. And I just lasted 2 days again, because believe me, it was just hurting my knees and nothing else. Then I went to the one meal plan, you know, where I will only eat one day, I will starve myself the whole day, I will only have one cup of tea or load up on coffee and just have one meal. Didn't work. Then I went on the no breakfast plan, where I skipped breakfast and, you know, I only had two big meals. So two big meals are equivalent to four meals. So again, came down to that. So no dinner, no breakfast, only water, nothing worked. The point I'm trying to drill in is that don't do this, you know, shooting in the dark. do some research, read about it, read success stories, read stories of real people, of mothers like you, of fathers like you. Because see, when you start Googling or when you start searching, you will see these stories of, you know, exceptional weight loss, exceptional looking pictures, and they will motivate you, no doubt. But at the end of the day, those are exceptional pictures. You know, not everybody starts looking like a model in 3 months. Not everybody starts looking 20 years age and 20 years younger in 3 or 4 months. It takes time. And when you ate for 20 years, how can you expect it to go in 20 days or in 40 days? So you have to keep realistic goals and you have to do your research before you jump into something. That is what I want to specify and emphasize today, that once you decide to do something about it, don't just do what your friend is doing, your neighbor is doing. It worked for my best friend, this is a fancy gym, or this lady gives some secret formula which makes you lose weight. It doesn't work. It will work for a few days, but afterwards, finally, it comes down to your willpower. And believe me, I can tell you from my experience, half the battle is in your mind. If you win that battle, then no box of chocolate, no French fries, no fried burger will be able to sway you from the right path. If you decide in your mind that I want to do this, I want to look good, then nobody can change your mind about it. That is the most important thing. So I want you to wake up in the morning and tell yourself, and more importantly, tell yourself that I want to do it for myself. I don't want to do it for the society. I don't want to do it for my neighbor. I don't want to do it for the dog. I don't want to do it for the kids. Please do it for yourself. Because once you will start losing the weight, you will lose the water weight, you will feel so good about yourself, and that feeling is your victory. I want you to, you know, enjoy that victory. I want you to experience that, because I have experienced it. When the swelling from my feet went, when I could stand for longer, the will inside me became stronger. I wanted to walk. I didn't want to walk 10 steps and look for a bench. I didn't want to go to a place where, you know, I knew there were chairs. I knew I could sit. I wanted to walk because I started feeling good about myself. And I started, you know, I had this voice from inside which said, I can do it. You can do it. Just make up your mind.